Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 7th, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Of course, I hope everyone had a wonderful Labor Day, and what a great way to go to cap it all off, beginning with tonight's special guest speaker. Hopefully he will get on here in just a second. I want to remind everyone that on the first Monday of every month, we have two conference calls, so tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 30 minutes following immediately following this call, we will be doing our monthly B2B conference call, and that's a business-to-business or a group training call. And tonight's special guest speaker will be Mr. Agar Thomas from North Carolina, and he's going to be training on overcoming objections. So he really does a great job. If you've never had a chance to hear from Mr. Agar Thomas, you definitely want to get on that call tonight. And we do try to keep our calls to 30 minutes on each call, just simply so everyone has time to get on those calls. And I do want to remind everyone also that all the calls that we do on our More Success Team are recorded, and we put those up on our moresuccessteam.com website, so you can pull those up at any time and listen to those over and over again. And we've got those actually stored for, I guess, several years now. So if you've got a great person that or know someone that you want to just hear them, you can simply scroll down through the list of speakers and pick one out and listen to them anytime that you'd like. But hopefully we'll get our guest speaker on in just a few seconds, and when he does get on, we'll give him a proper introduction. But I heard Mr. Damian Sheber on just a few minutes ago. Mr. Sheber, he's one of our top executive directors on the team. Are you in speaker mode tonight?
I am, sir.
Well, I know you've been just tearing it up out on the, trying to get your team set up where you can be a platinum executive director. While we're waiting on Mr. Hughes, maybe you'd like to say a few words.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity, and I can't wait to hear from Mr. Hughes. Hopefully he hops on, but... thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I'll tell you this. You never know where we're going to find gold, right? Hopefully we've all read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and that very first story he tells in that book about the miner who sold his claim after he stopped digging, and he was 3 feet from gold. The next person he sold it to dug 3 feet and hit one of the richest veins, and I got to tell you, sometimes building a business is a lot like that. We just never know where we're going to find the gold. And not that it should replace what we do, but in addition, after convention, they introduced some new tools at convention. We had some magazines and new DVDs come out. And so I took some of those magazines, just like we used to. Right, Mr. Warner? I took some of those magazines. I threw a couple of labels on it. And everywhere I went, I had them in the car. And went and got my tires changed at a Les Schwab Tire Center. And so I took a couple of the magazines out, threw them out on the table, and paid for my tires and left. And 2 weeks later, someone calls me and says, I'm looking at your magazine, and I think I want to get started. And I got to tell you, again, don't get me wrong, it didn't replace my 2 exposures a day. It didn't replace, my intentional recruiting efforts. But here, it took me no effort. And it took me $1.50, right? That's what the magazine cost me, $1.50. Left it on, and even if you say I left 3 of them there, it cost me $4.50. And next thing I know, I've got a brand new member and a brand new associate from just doing, from just going about my daily activity, right? And I got to tell you, this guy is excited. He read the whole magazine before he called me, right? And then now he's ready to get started, and we've got a game plan interview scheduled for tomorrow, and we're doing a couple of great things. He's excited, though. I'm excited about that. And then, I've been working with, Mr. Lowell Steele out of Utah. He's on my team. He's underneath another executive director of mine, Sally Gilbert, and Lowell's been tearing it up lately. And again, I want to work with everyone on my team, right? You want to work with everyone on your team because, again, you never know who's going to lead you to who. And Lowell's been recruiting some people out in Ohio, and he recruited his nephew up in Boise, up where I live. So he came up here, he got me together with him because he's going to go back to Utah, but now I have a chance to work with his nephew one-on-one. But his nephew just signed up an insurance agency that deals strictly with truckers, right? And another company, a transportation company that deals, again, strictly with truckers, that see an opportunity for themselves. And so I'm excited about where it's going to lead. You never know. But I'm pretty excited, Mr. Moore, because I think we're going to have a new executive director on the team just doing it through CDLP. I've been saying, hey, guys got to throw some family plans in there, too, to get some performance club points. The CDLP doesn't issue any performance club points, and we need to get them on the trip. But I've got no doubt in my mind that, you know, good things are happening, and it's just about staying steady and consistent and saying, you know, what else could I do? You know, hey, listen, not taking anything away from what you normally do, but what else can I do? Of course I can go meet with, you know, a prospect that someone on my team has. And, of course, you know, I'm getting tires anyway. I can throw out a magazine. I can mention it one more time because, amazingly enough, in my scriptures, there are three consecutive verses that start with open your mouth. Right, and I'm LDS, and in our Doctrine and Covenants, it says, you know, in section 33, for those of you that are LDS, right, 33:8, 9, and 10, it says, each verse says something different, but it says, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. And one thing I learned from Mr. Ken Moore is that when you open your mouth, good things happen when you're sharing the business. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you.
All right, Mr. Schieber, I appreciate that. While we're waiting on our guest speaker, hopefully he will get on. We've got a couple of Millionaire Club members. I think we'll go to a couple of them real quick and see if they have some words they'd like to share with the team. So let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy. And
sort of putting you on the spot, Linda. I apologize for that.
No, that's fine.
Whatever you'd like to share with the team, we'd appreciate it.
Well, I was just listening to Damien, and I thought, isn't that cool? You know, you put out an exposure, and, you know, the thing is about the exposures that he was talking about is if you do a lot of the same thing, someone will call. If you put out 100 magazines, you know, you never know. Maybe one or two or three people will call. You know, you get your business cards out there. You know, you join a business referral group like a VMI or a chamber or whatever, and you do your presentations. And the more that you do, the more numbers that you do, the more success you're going to have. And it's exciting. I mean, you know, I was just sitting there going, you know, that is just exactly the way it works. And just to give a further example, I put a business card on a bulletin board. And, of course, we're going back in past history, but the same thing could still happen. I was at a Home Depot, not a Home Depot, a office. No, it was like an Office Max. It was an Office Depot. I put a business card on a bulletin board at an Office Depot because I figured, you know, like-minded people would probably go into an Office Depot. And it was for the opportunity for our business. And somebody picked that business card off the bulletin board, gave me a call. This was really almost exactly 20 years ago. He gave me a phone call, and, you know, he says, I want to meet with you. It was really crazy. He was an insurance agent, and he was really into network marketing. He was doing crazy stuff, and so he was real, what I call in my books, really, 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 really open. And I say this, I say all that to say this. You know, that was 20 years ago, and that man introduced me to a bunch of people around town, and we recruited some people, and we did business briefings, and we did in-home meetings, as we used to call them, or PBRs, whatever you want to call them. But we got in front of people. We got in front of some of his insurance agent friends. And along the way, that year, 20 years ago, I sent out some long-distance packages for him, and that's something that we still can do. We can still send out a magazine. We can still send out a DVD. Of course, we can email things out, but there's something about getting that package in your hands. And so I sent some long-distance packages out to him, and we were in Missouri at the time, and two of those packages went out to the state of Minnesota. And I followed up and followed up and followed up like you're supposed to do. You send out your package, you follow up. And two of those gentlemen came in. And to this day, from that long-distance package, from that business card that I put on a bulletin board, I still have an active line of people who still produces business every single month. They not only write new memberships, but they recruit new people And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be having a brand new executive director pop another one. There's been several over the years along the way, but I think I'm going to have a new executive director that's going to come out of that. So that's pretty amazing if you think about it. And it's by doing the work. And I still do to this day, I still do some kind of long-distance package or some kind of mail. I do mail every day. I go to the post office every single day. I mean, I'm very, very disciplined, and I have some kind of mail going out in the mail at the post office six times a week. So that's part of what I do on a regular basis is I do long-distance packages to the max, along with a lot of other things. Of course, there's phone calls, there's daily updates and everything, but these are things that you can do. But it, for those of you especially new, if you could just look into the future, if you do your work today and you truly do whatever you have time to, whether it's full-time, part-time, or even sometimes, whatever the time allotment you have set aside per week for your business, whether it's an hour a week, I mean, I have a very successful person on the team that could only work 2 hours a week, and he maximized that and became a platinum along the way. So set aside a certain amount of time per week. Some of you might be full-time. I'm a 40 to 60-hour a week person easily. I've never even keep track because it's like fun to me. But when you set aside that time, maximize it. You maximize it. You take, say, I've got 2 hours this week, I'm going to put out magazines, just the way Damien did. I've got 2 hours this week, I'm going to send out some magazines. I'm also going to do some long-distance packages. I've got 2 hours this week, I'm going to go through my phone book, and I'm going to call people, like Ken Moore had said today in the beginning of the call, and I'm going to talk to some people that maybe I haven't talked to in a while, and maybe something in their life has changed, okay? Something in their life has changed. Example, sent out a little piece this 2 weeks ago, sent out a postcard to a friend. Haven't talked to her in quite a while. She had been in sales, and then she took a job. She called me back. She says, oh, my gosh. She says, I'm so glad to hear from you. She says, I knew that postcard would be from you. She says, I recognize your handwriting. She says, I'm so glad to hear from you. She says, you know what? I was injured. I fell over a rake or something crazy, and I broke some bones in my back or my fell on my face or something crazy that she did. She says, I was out of work for a while. She says, I was in management. She says, when I came back to work, they demoted me. She says, here I was injured. I had back injuries and all kinds of crazy stuff. And she says, they demoted me. They made me an hourly worker. They cut my hours. And she says, an insult to injury, they cut my benefits. She says, I want to work with you again. She says, because you guys do something that I'll never get doing what I'm doing. You're making renewals, and I want part of that. So those are just some examples. You know, Ken always says, you know, you really can teach an old dog new tricks. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business. It's the activity that you do on a daily business, on a daily basis, and it's the honest activity that you do. And that means that you really are working. You're not shuffling papers or moving pens around in your desk, that you are really doing something to further your business on a daily basis.
Well, Linda, I appreciate that. You've been in the business how long now?
Oh, my goodness, 28 years. And Randy, do I need a trophy or a doctor?
28 years. That is awesome. You've made millions of dollars in this business and in this industry. And just listening to you, I just love it. You have the greatest knowledge, and you have the greatest stories anybody could ever hope to have. So thank you for sharing that with the team tonight, Linda.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Hey, Randy.
That's good. Well, go ahead, Mr. Moore.
I just wanted to say something. You know, I kind of mentioned last week, but, you know, I had a gentleman that I had presented it to and didn't go ahead and take it out, to make a long story short. But a terrible thing happened to him. He took the membership out. All he could get is his 25% discount. But he called me last week and said, Ken, I can't believe that I didn't go ahead when you tried to get me to. But he said, you know, I have mentioned my circumstances, and I could have at least sold 30 people. Can I get into business with you? I mean, this guy is hot to trot because he's seen what happens when you need the service, you don't have it, and what can happen when you do have it, and now I have a new agent.
Well, that's a great story, Mr. Moore, and I know the circumstances behind that story, and he definitely needed to, didn't think he did, but when he needed it and he didn't have it, then he realized how bad that he really did need it. So
he also told me to meet him next week. Of course, he does a lot of different things, and we got to pick a rainy day, but he wants to also buy a small business plan. I didn't even bring that part up to him. He said, look, you have something from a business? I said, sure. He said, all I want you to do when you come, bring the paperwork, be prepared to write me up. I said, then we'll get down the rest of it, but I want in.
Well, that is a great, great story. Appreciate you adding that in. Let's go out to Austin, Texas, and to another person on our More Success team, Manley and Barbara Wilson. They're actually just doing an awesome job. Silver Executive Directors, already done much more this year than they did all of last year. Mr. Wilson, are you on the call?
We are, Randy. Thank you again for letting us speak here. You know, we're just super excited about what's going on nationwide with this company. We've been in just a short 7.5 years, but I can tell you I've seen a huge change in the last 3 to 4 years since the ownership of the new company has taken over, and I'm telling you what, we're super excited. We're making more every year than we did the year before, and I think it's because realistically that more and more people are becoming more aware of either it's through the identity theft side, I think is probably where it's coming from more than it's the legal side, but I can tell you more and more people are lifting than ever before. I can tell that in just my personal contact, Barbara and I, as we're out sharing the information this last week, a couple of times this past week, I was talking to a realtor about a piece of property down in Corpus Christi, and got to talking to her, and she's telling me all about her business, how long she's been in the business, and I said, well, you know, we have a membership that covers small business owners like yourself, especially those that have rental property and Schedule C and such things as that. And she said, well, I've never heard of a company like that. She said, I haven't an attorney. I actually have a law firm down in Corpus. It's 150 attorneys, but I said, well, I see the value in having an attorney, but I can imagine that those cost you quite a bit when you use them. She said, oh, yeah, quite a bit. And I said, well, and I told her about our unique business model, and she was just blown away to hear that there was a company out there. Now, even though we're still a 43-year-old brand-new company, there's so many people that have never heard our story. And I'm telling you what, it's crazy. I've met in a couple of guys. Came to look at a motorcycle I was selling this last week. Neither one of them had heard of it, took the brochures home, and now they're signing up for the membership as well. It's just a matter of talking and being aware of who you're looking at, who you're talking to, not going in them to sell them anything, but to be more of a sharer of information is what I like to call it. Just be the messenger, not the message. And I can tell you that's what's happening on our team. I try to teach that throughout our team to not go in there and try to sell. Try to become a friend to someone. Try to build a relationship first. And I find that works almost every time that we've encountered a stranger, so to speak. And someone asked me the other day, well, I need to follow you around and do what you're doing. I said, well, you know, I'm not doing anything any different than you should be doing. It's just talking to people. Like Mr. Moore said, put your hand out in front of them. Shake a hand. Make a friend. There's so many people out there that are hurting, and we have the answer with these two valuable benefits that we're offering to American families today. So recruit, recruit, recruit. Don't get them out of order. Everything that's been said tonight prior is all true, and we participate in all that as well, and we're just so proud to be on your team, the Moore team, and everybody else's team. So God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you very much, Manley. Is Barbara available there?
She's right here. Hold on just a second.
How are you doing tonight?
I am good, Barbara. I know you and Manley work this business together, husband and wife. How do you manage that? I know sometimes people think that's quite a challenge. I know you've always done real well working together. Do you do things differently? Do you work one side of the business, he works the other? Maybe you could share for the people that are married on the call tonight, maybe you could give a couple of words of wisdom.
Well, thank you so much. I would love to. Yeah, Manley and I, we got in. He saw it first because I happened to be out of town, but it worked out that as soon as I got back into town and got to see in front of a video and see the membership, how it worked, I knew I could have used it many times myself, with or without him, you know. And it turned out that this was a start of a learning curve that we had. We're not the same people. We work the business differently. He is a salesman, a natural-born salesman, I believe. And I was a little timid because I had been introduced to other home businesses before. So I was afraid this one was going to be like some of those others that I had been involved in that took your time and your heart but not gave you any money. So I was a little timid to start. But I work differently than Manly, and every couple that we sponsor in this company has those issues of trying to figure out how to work together. And if you can work your marriage, you can work this business. It will improve your marriage if you can figure out how to do it. Figure out what you do good, and don't be the other person's boss. And, you know, just really do a lot of love and support. And this is where all that personal growth, we're always talking about that as a team. Oh, you've got to do personal growth. Oh, seriously, you really do have to have some personal growth because you're working with someone that you love and care about and you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and you want to make sure it's a positive ending for financial reasons and for your family. So my advice is, you know, don't say much to each other. Just love and say the right things as far as don't be anybody's boss and just always see the value. Manly's been really good to me about finding my value. You have to find the value of the person you're working with, and it really benefits your business because whatever you do, you're role modeling to your group because our group thinks that we never have any troubles about the business at all. And you know what? We're real. We have issues. We both like to be the boss, and that sometimes gets to be a problem. But we know that this works out, and we're just proud to be a part of the team. Really like working together from home in our pajamas most days, and it's been profitable, and it's been rewarding, and we feel like God has led us to this, and hopefully will keep leading us to other families and couples that we can help and grow them as well. And I hope that was helpful. But thank you for the opportunity to talk to this wonderful Moore team. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that, Barbara. You and Manly are doing an awesome job. Let's go down to the state of Oklahoma and to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on the call? Do we have Mr. David Peterman in speaker mode?
Yes, sir, Randy, I am.
All right, David. What would you like to add to the call tonight?
Well, Randy, I think that... I agree with everything that's been said from Damien starting and certainly Linda, and what a blessing she's been to us, and Barbara and Manly and that. I'll tell you this, that, you know, my dad just passed on Thursday evening, and we just had a funeral. One of the things that I'm so grateful for is the last couple of years, you know, with my mom and then my dad, and things is, you know, to be able to have the residual income, you know, Randy owning a construction company, having nearly 100 employees for 22 years, and, you know, in the construction business, you get paid the first time, that's really good. But I never had anyone bring a check to me a year later. And had I understood a number of years ago what residual income really meant, I think it, you know, I would have been looking, but so grateful for the opportunity to be able to be a blessing to other people and be blessed in return. You know, making a living while making a difference has truly been just a godsend to us. And being able to have the time off to spend with family and do that and still maintain, not miss the executive director or above and the performance club since it's been in existence, those kind of things. But, you know, you can't do that unless you decide to. You do have to talk to people. I haven't had anyone yet come and, hunt me down to want to buy a legal plan or an ID Shield membership. And yet when the conversations I had a couple of people just in the last several days, you know, asked me, well, are you still doing that legal thing that you were doing before? Absolutely, and I'll get back. We'll touch base. It wasn't the proper time to talk much about business, but it just is a blessing to be able to know that when you pillow your head at night, that you've helped people, you've been a blessing to them, helped them protect themselves, their family, their assets, their identity, help them become good stewards, and then the blessing you receive from it is it's just been absolutely phenomenal for us, and certainly appreciate everyone's prayers and thankful for the opportunity to be on the MORE team and just be a part of the MORE Success team and Legal Shield. Randy, thank you.
You're welcome, David, and we do keep you guys in our prayers, and we are very, very proud that you are part of the team. And we have time for one more, so we're going to go out to another top leader on our team. I know he's traveling tonight, but Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you in speaker mode?
Yeah, I am, Randy, and thank you so much. And, wow, this has turned out to be a great call, a lot of nuggets shared on the call from a lot of experienced leaders, and they've definitely stood the test of time. And I think just to summarize what we've heard tonight is really to stay focused on your daily activities, to stay consistent, you know, and to stick and stay, and this business will really reward you, you know, in the long run. We heard a lot of examples that, you know, months, years later, you know, the seeds were planted or, you know, lines were started, and, you know, you stick and stay, you stay consistent. And right now is the best time ever to be consistent and to make your business a priority. We just have some really, really special times. It's like all the planets have lined up and just a perfect storm here with Legal Shield and ID Shield. So, Randy, I just would just encourage everybody to really lock in the rest of this year. You know, summer and actually getting into the fall here, just to stay focused. Don't get distracted with the football season and everything else that's going on, but to stay focused on your business and stay consistent, and you will reap the harvest very soon. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Gardner, appreciate that. In fact, I appreciate all the special guest speakers that we had tonight. I don't know what happened to our special guest speaker, but we ended up with a very, very good call with, like Mr. Gardner said, with a lot of nuggets that everyone were able to contribute to the call. So I want to thank each and every one of our guest speakers tonight. I do want to remind everyone that in 30 minutes on this same call, call-in number, you can call back, and we'll be doing our special B2B or group training conference call, which we do monthly. It's the first Monday of every month. And tonight's special guest speaker is Mr. Agar Thomas from North Carolina. If you've ever had problems with overcoming any type of objection, I'm sure he's going to be training on that tonight. So with that, Mr. Moore, I am going to turn the call back over to you, sir.
Thank you, Randy. And Randy, I'll bet that Mr. Hughes had forgot his 8 o'clock and thinks it's 9 o'clock. I bet it, because he reconfirmed. He was really excited going to be on. He's a great trainer, a great speaker. But we had a great call. I want to thank each one that participated. Like Randy said, the 9 o'clock call is coming up. Thank each one of you for being on the team. We're having a great year. Going to be a better year than we had last year, which we're all looking forward to, and we got a long ways to go, but usually this is the best part of the next few months is the best part of our whole year, every single year. So let's get out there, shake a few hands, put a smile on our face, and let's help some people out. And I heard Manley saying what he did, and I have a little saying, just become a problem solver. A lot of you know that's the way I train. Don't be a salesperson, just be a problem solver, because if I can help you solve your problem, you're going to be one of my customers. So thank you. God bless you. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you. Good night, and I listen for you, 9.
Good night, everyone.